With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says the war against Iran is going very well, and he expects the conflict to be over soon.
Very soon. Look, everything they have is gone, including their leadership. In fact, they have two levels of leadership, and even actually, as it turns out, more than that. But two levels of leadership are gone. Most people have never even heard about the leaders that they're talking about. So it's obviously been very powerful, very effective.
But he also left open the possibility of an escalation in fighting if global oil supplies are disrupted by the Islamic Republic, which chose a new hardline supreme leader today. Tyler Neppel at the gas pump in Winter Park, Florida, laments the higher prices after gasoline jumped 11 cents a gallon overnight.
Not really much I can do to deal with it, unfortunately. Just got to fill it up, eat the bullet, and hope that the prices go down in the future. That's all I can really do.
Gasoline prices have surged 40 to 50 cents a gallon since the war began a week ago. One of the nation's biggest schools is looking for a new president.
The president of Ohio State University has resigned. Ted Carter Jr.'s announcement was abrupt, saying he made a mistake disclosing what he called an inappropriate relationship with a person who was seeking public resources for her business. Carter came to Ohio State in 2023 from the University of Nebraska system. He's also a former superintendent of the Naval Academy and a retired vice admiral who attended the Navy Fighter Weapons School, known as Top Gun. Carter did not elaborate on the nature of the relationship and whether it was romantic. Ohio State has opened an investigation. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 239 points. The Nasdaq rose 308, with the S&P 500 advancing by 56. This is SRN News. Americans don't think much of their fellow citizens, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 53% of U.S. adults say their countrymen are morally bad. That's the highest percentage of any nation in Pew's 25-country survey. Turkey is the only place that gets close to the U.S., and only 49% of people there say they think their fellow citizens are morally bad. Canada is the country where the least number of residents think their countrymen are bad, just 7%. Michael Harrington reporting.
A New Jersey man has pleaded guilty to charges that he brought dozens of homemade explosive devices to a Washington, D.C. church that was preparing for an annual mass celebrating the start of the Supreme Court's term. Lewis Gary was arrested last October outside St. Matthew's Cathedral, where police officers were clearing the area before the annual Red Mass. This is SRN News. Uber has launched a new program to satisfy safety concerns of women.
Uber has launched a feature that allows both women riders and drivers across the U.S. to be matched with other women for trips. That's despite an ongoing class action lawsuit against the policy in California, filed by Uber drivers who argue the policy is discriminatory against men. Women can access the option on the app called Women Drivers. Teens can also request women drivers. Uber says about one-fifth of its drivers in the U.S. are women. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Supreme Court Justices Ketanji Brown Jackson and Brett Kavanaugh sparred Monday over the many emergency orders the court has issued allowing President Trump to move ahead with key parts of his agenda. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.